This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Mark Sinnott and Tom Pollard. We're talking about Everest 91-19. It's happening at Theater in the Wood in Intervale this Friday, 6:30 till 9, and there's actually a pre-event happening 4 till 6 at Ragged Mountain Equipment. We'll get into all the details in just a moment. You can find more information at any time by going to everest91to19.eventbrite.com. That's everest91to19.eventbrite.com. Mark and Tom, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tony.
And it's a real honor to have two people who have summited Everest on the on Drive Time. So that's really cool. In fact, Tom and I were reminiscing, and you were one of the first Drive Times I had because of an earlier documentary you put together on Everest.
Yep.
And that was really cool. So at this evening, you're going to be giving an audio and visual presentation on your different hikes.
Exactly. There's going to be three of us at the event. Rick Wilcox, who is not here today, is going to be there with us, and we are going to cover the years that the Mark, myself, and Rick summited Mount Everest, and it's going to span those decades. So from 1991, when Rick summited in May of that year, through to my ascent in 2016 and to Mark's ascent in 2019. So we're basically going to show the whole breadth of changes that have taken place around the mountain in terms of who climbs it and how the world perceives Mount Everest. But we're going to share our stories one after the other, which will be followed by a question and answer opportunity for the people in the audience who want to ask questions.
And I do want to make sure that we highlight there is that pre-event that's happening at Ragged Mountain Equipment that Friday, and that will be from 4 till 6 in the evening. And I understand, Mark, you have a new line of equipment that's coming on with this pre-event as well.
I guess that's why all of this is really happening. If you drill right down into it, the North Face, which has been one of my sponsors since, man, I was like in my mid-20s. So for like almost 25 years, has this new product line coming out. It's out now. It's called Future Light, and we're selling it at Ragged. And so I was asked to do a presentation, you know, to help support this new initiative. And I decided to make my life easier by passing off 2/3 of the presentation to a couple of my heroes, Tom Pollard and Rick Wilcox. And so ultimately, this was kind of my idea. And I'm honestly just trying to make my life easier. But, you know, it's going to be such an honor to be up on stage with these guys. And these kind of events, I think, are more fun, you know, for the presenters and also for the audience than when you're just like one guy up there, like, you know, talking about yourself.
Right.
So I'm hoping that it'll be, you know, a little bit more of a conversation. And I feel like I'm going to be, you know, part of the audience for 2/3 of it.
It's Everest 91-19. They have the pre-event happening at Ragged Mountain Equipment. That's 4 till 6 this Friday. And then at Theater in the Wood in Intervale, 6:30 till 9 will be the event itself. You can find more information or sign up anytime by going to everest91to19.eventbrite.com. That's everest91to19.eventbrite.com. I do want to make sure that we mention that this is a benefit, actually, for the Mountain Rescue Service, a very important service, especially here in the Valley.
It is. The Mountain Rescue Service is the benefactor of all those tickets that we've been selling, and this will go directly to them. Nobody's making any money on this time we're putting together. They've been there in good times and bad, and when people are in need and have trouble in the mountains, they're always there. They're Johnny on the spot, and there's a lot of people really dedicated who give a lot of their time to that. So we're happy to put our time back in to help them out so there's resources for them when they need new equipment and things like that. Personally, I don't I have not that much involvement in the Mountain Rescue Service. Mark is one of the A-team guys, or has been over the years, as Rick was the president for many, many years as well. So that's kind of a Mark topic, too, in terms of their needs.
So this just seemed like one of those events where nobody should try to personally benefit from it. And I'm on the board of the Mountain Rescue Service with Rick and have been for a long time. And I think, you know, this is really a kind of about honoring Rick, because he was the president of Mountain Rescue Service, I think, for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, the level of dedication that he's had to it, it goes way beyond anybody. And I think it's important for people to realize that. And we just want people to know, you know, if you're hemming and hawing about the ticket price, it is going to a great cause. And, you know, that's basically why we're doing it, right?
Absolutely. And then just to jump in there, it's going to sell out. Actually, it was there this morning, I think only a handful of tickets were left. And Tyler Ray, our organizer who's helping putting this thing together, he went to the theater in the woods, counted the seats, and figured a way to squeeze, I think, a few dozen more tickets in that might get released. So if you want to go and it's important for you to be at this event, you better literally, as you are listening to this, go online and buy the tickets, because it is going to sell out. This is a one-of-a-kind event. You'll never be able to do this again.
And this is Everest 91 to 19. The pre-event is happening at Ragged Mountain Equipment 4 till 6 this Friday. And then the event itself will be at Theater in the Wood in Intervale 6:30 till 9 in the evening. And you can find more information or get these tickets online. Everest91219.eventbrite.com. That's Everest91219.eventbrite, Brite.com. It is an evening with Rick Wilcox, Tom Pollard, and Mark Sinnott. All three of them have climbed Everest. Tom?
One thing to throw in there. If the tickets sell out and you can't get a ticket, the reception from 4 to 6 does not require a ticket. Anybody can show up. So if you want to meet us, we're going to be there if you can't get a ticket. But definitely go. There is also going to be libations given to us by Tuckerman Brewing. We'll be there. So, and there's going to be giveaways and a lot of cool stuff. So I would say that event in advance of the main event could be a lot of fun, a lot of good times, people having a great time. There's going to be music playing. Remind me of the name. Jeremy Holden is going to be playing music at the reception and at the event as well. So be there or be square.
Very cool, very cool. It's Everest 91 to 19, the pre-event happening at Ragged Mountain Equipment this Friday, 4 till 6. The event itself at Theater in the Wood in Intervale, 6:30 till 9. You can find more information at Everest91to19.eventbrite.com. Mark and Tom, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at CooperCargillChant.com.